You're listening to SBS News.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Authorities say they have foiled a plan to import $400 million worth of methamphetamine into Australia. Three men have already faced court over allegations they tried to smuggle the drugs in by concealing the meth in fruit juice bottles. The court has been told Canadian authorities notified the Australian Federal Police that a consignment of juice bottles allegedly containing 1,280 litres of liquid meth had arrived in Vancouver from Brazil. The illicit drugs were removed from the bottles and replaced with an inert substance before Canadian authorities sent it on to Australia. AFP Acting Commander Adrian Telfer says if the drugs had been converted into crystal meth, it could have equated to 4 million individual street deals with devastating consequences. The Business Council of Australia says federal government policies are hindering development. In a speech to be delivered tonight, BCA Chief Brian Black will say Australia is becoming a less attractive place to invest. Mr. Black says taxation and new rules about industrial relations, such as the right to disconnect laws, are not helping businesses. Scott Phillips of investment advice group Motley Fool has told Sky News the government's plans are worthy but could be seen as risky.
I think the risk is that the government overstretches. You know, when you've got a 700-page piece of legislation about same work, same pay, for example, you've got to wonder how workable that is. The same with the right to disconnect. They're worthy goals. They're worthy aims. The approach is probably in the right direction. But conceptually, if you don't deliver growth to the economy and productivity, then perhaps we'll go backwards while trying to go forward.
Traditional owners in the Northern Territory will continue their fight against the Jabiluka uranium mine. A judge has allowed them to join a legal challenge to the lease. Justice Geoffrey Kennett has granted the access on the basis of arguments by Yvonne Margarula, representing the Mirra traditional owners. She says her interests and that of the Mirra would be affected if the lease was extended. Energy Resources of Australia is currently challenging a decision by former Mining Minister Mark Monaghan to refuse an extension. A new report by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare says dementia now affects almost 500,000 Australians. The AIHW data shows the number of dementia medication prescriptions has jumped by almost 50% in the past decade. Melanie Dunford is the acting head of the Population Health Group at the Institute. She says while the data speaks to a better understanding of the disease more broadly, it doesn't capture the full picture.
In terms of prescriptions being dispensed, at the moment under the PBS, they're only eligible for people who are diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. It is only a smaller proportion of people who are diagnosed with dementia. The prescriptions as well are there to manage symptoms. There's no cure for dementia. So I suppose there are a cohort of people who are diagnosed with dementia who and not prescribe the medications because they are unable to.
Major Australian universities are pushing back against a proposal to investigate anti-Semitism. The Group of Eight, which represents the largest universities in Australia, has said the proposed inquiry is too narrow. It wants any probe to include all forms of religious intolerance. A parliamentary inquiry will today examine setting up a commission of inquiry. Liberal Senator Sarah Henderson pushed the bill in July, suggesting university authorities have consistently failed to deal with anti-Semitism. A new parliamentary report is urging the federal government to increase support for Ukraine. The opposition-led committee has made 22 recommendations, including the re-establishment of Australia's embassy in Kyiv and for future Ukrainian requests for coal shipments to be prioritised. The report has also called for the appointment of a Coordinator-General to lead aid efforts. Australia has so far donated over $1 billion in military support to Ukraine, including Bushmarker infantry vehicles, ammunition and artillery. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.